It's that time. Lock and load. The Michael Berry Show is on the air.
What's up, my people? You know, I am your weatherman, Busta Rhymes. I've come today to give you your weather forecast. You know, today looks like one of those beautiful days. You know, to be perfectly honest, there ain't a cloud in the sky. You know, this is the kind of weather that you take your girl to the beach, lay her down and talk to her. Luther, step to the microphone.
When I wake up in the morning, love, and the sunlight hurts my eyes, and something strange without a warning, love, bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world is alright with me. Just one look at you, and I know gonna be a lovely day.
Rodney Ellis, the county commissioner who really runs the county, it's not in Hidalgo. He replaced Del Franco Lee, who'd been there since 84. And damned if he didn't walk in the door and take complete control of the county, and he is running it as a dictator. And there were a few people at the beginning who stood up to him, and he has crushed them. And now he's running the judiciary. He's the one that's leading the charge. There were some Democrat judges, including some black Democrat judges, who were primaried and had ads run against them that they were withholding bail. So what happens? They learn their lesson, just like the woke corporations say, well, we don't want to get a bad CEI, Consumer Equity Index score from the Human Rights Campaign, so we better put the craziest clothes we have up front. I guess we better do that. And so everybody kind of fell in line. Well, one of Rodney Ellis's big things is he likes to ride his bike. And so we're going to build hike and bike trails through the hood. And that seemed like a great idea until it didn't, because they started building these biking trails through Third Ward. Yesterday we brought you the story. There's one they call the Columbia Tap Trail. And one grandmother says she doesn't use the trail because she's scared of it. The neighbors are scared to death because now you got these little hipsters riding their bikes on the trail. Look at this. We're on an urban trail. See those people out in the suburbs that don't appreciate it. They're scared and race. Bah! And they go down. Yep. And that is exactly what's happening. The update to that story comes from Fox 26.
I've never used the trail because I was afraid of it.
And that fear is now nearly crippling for longtime Third Ward resident Dolores Ford and others.
We have seniors and young mothers who go across this trail to the laundromat over there. And if they're doing that to people on bikes, what are they going to do to us?
For 2 weeks, bicyclists have been viciously attacked and robbed along the Columbia Tap Trail.
He was the tallest one, I think. Slowly pulled out a handgun. He was a couple of feet from my face. I was thinking, this kid is looking at me as though I'm an object. He does not see me as a human being. And he could just fire that gun.
Victims who spoke with me want their identity concealed, including the wife of this 57-year-old man who's still in the hospital with 4 broken ribs after he was pistol whipped, including in his head, breaking his helmet, and robbed while cycling on the trail Saturday.
His lung collapsed entirely on the right side. which destroyed the pressure in his chest and made his heart stop beating.
We've been asking for lights, we've been asking for cameras, we've been asking for safety call boxes, but the only one that's been installed so far is the one by Houston Housing Authority at CUNY Homes because it's on their property.
The bicyclists say their attackers that so many are now calling monsters are kids.
We have to remember these are people, and I think we have to ask the deeper question, how do we get to this point where a 16-year-old, A, has a gun, B, feels as though he has to use it?
Ramon, roll that tape back 15 seconds. I want you to listen to how it was important that we end this story. The reporter says, you know, some people don't want these young people. They're human beings. And y'all are talking about them like they're monsters. You know, sometimes a young man just puts a gun in the face of somebody riding a bicycle on a county trail, and that person is still a person. That is a human being that we need to care about. And if we could just swaddle them and hold them and caress them, maybe we could solve this problem.
As far as the one by Houston Housing Authority at CUNY Homes, because it's on their property.
The bicyclists say their attackers that so many are now calling monsters are kids.
We have to remember these are people, and I think we have to ask the deeper question, how do we get to this point where a 16-year-old, A, has a gun, B, feels as though he has to use it?
What? Do me a favor and let's go back 30 seconds, because if you're going to take a snapshot of what the problem is, the problem is not just the turds. The turds are out there. The turds have always been out there. When you catch the turd, because he shows his turdship, he's in the toilet, that is, he pulls a pistol on someone, steals their wallet. He pulls a pistol on someone, shoots them in the hip. Pulls a pistol on someone, may kill them. Pulls a pistol on someone, shoots and misses. So this guy's doing this for a while before you catch him. When you finally do catch him, which they haven't yet, but even before you do catch him, you've got white liberals saying, "Well, these are just young people with a little more direction needed in their life." You got it, Ramon?
Pressure in his chest and made his heart stop beating.
We've been asking for lights. We've been asking for cameras. We've been asking for safety call boxes. But the only one that's been installed so far is the one by Houston Housing Authority at CUNY Homes because it's on their property.
The bicyclists say their attackers that so many are now calling monsters are kids.
We have to remember these are people, and I think we have to ask the deeper question, how do we get to this point where a 16-year-old, A, has a gun, B, feels as though he has to use it?
See what we did there? I didn't even notice that the first time. We have to ask ourselves a question. How did this young person get a gun? See, we need more gun control. We need the ability to keep the guns out of the hands of the young people. I think this must be Donald Trump's fault. Somehow. Or white supremacists.
Bacon is great. Michael Berry.
I'm looking
greater.
For some of poo.
The Michael Berry Show.
See a picture of Leader Pelosi and myself and my colleague from Alabama, Ms. Sewell. Pass the jobs bill now.
We figured out why the bike trail through Third Ward that they were so proud of. The urban trail, why the youth, the Utes, why the Utes are, why the Utes are bringing out guns and jacking the people who ride through the trail, who were so smug that look at us in our on our urban trail, or not in the suburbs, in Katy or the Woodlands or Kingwood. Look at us. We're on our urban trail. Oh, look at that. There's a 16-year-old young man with a gun in your face. And the city doesn't care. Nor the county. Well, we decided that the only reason those people picked up guns is they don't have a summer job.
When does a youth take up a gun? They take it up when they don't have a summer job.
They ought to have. You know what they need to do? They need to do kind of a chat GPT automated response where you, when you call in, you've got five things you can call in for. And one of them is, I'm being carjacked right now. There's a 16-year-old punk. He's got a gun in my face. Send somebody right now. And then they would hit the button, and there we'd be. Sheila Jackson Lee would automatically respond.
When does a youth take up a gun? They take it up when they don't have a summer job.
I know, but I need you to send me some help. He's got a gun in my face. He shot me already once before.
When does a youth take up a gun? They take it up when they don't have a summer job.
Oh, I just realized. Okay, how can I help him get a summer job? Why? Because the thing about it is, the research shows that if you get carjacked by a youth who's taken up a gun, if you get carjacked by that person and they don't kill you, if you actually ask them, they will tell you, why are you here? Lack of a summer job? Are you seeking a summer job? It has been my greatest intention for quite some time. You know what? I was mad at you for pulling a gun on me. All I'm trying to do is wear my bike pants through town, then go to an urban bar and have a craft beer around other urban people of diversity in a great fourth largest city that finally has decent light rail, finally, because it's too car dependent and too suburb dependent, because the breeders want to move out there for their better schools, which is just a nice way of saying keeping the black people out. And I'm grateful. I am grateful to be here. And what I'd like you to know is, before you shoot me, before you take my wallet, before you bash me in the head to first incapacitate me so that you might do the aforementioned crimes, I just want you to know, I'd like you to come to work for me this summer. Now think about it for a moment. But I guess, let me not beat around the bush. I'm offering you a summer job. You know why? Because I know something a lot of people don't know.
When does a youth take up a gun? They take it up when they don't have a summer job.
Your job's at TCBY.
When does a youth take up a gun? They take it up when they don't have a summer job.
Oh yeah, it's not TCBY. It's it's a bank teller. Because we really want to demonstrate to you that we have the greatest trust and respect for you, and we would like you to go to work for us. And you know, the thing about it is, I was mad at you for pulling that gun on me and how it made me feel. And I thought, well, this is how I'm going to die. I'm going to bleed out right here on this bike trail that Rodney Ellis told me was going to be so great. And then here's some little punk that has no business being out of jail. But now I realize, you know what I realized? And this is the moment in the movie where the music comes in. This is your over the top moralizing movie. I realize now you're not the bad guy. I am. Oh no. Don't turn your head sideways like a dog when he's confused. Let me explain.
When does a youth take up a gun? They take it up when they don't have a summer job.
You see, I've lived my entire life of privilege. I thought that going to school and working hard and making sacrifice and then going to the next level of school and then applying for jobs and going to work at the job and getting in early and staying late and I working hard at this job. I thought I was living the American dream. But now I realize I was stealing yours. Because never in that process, before I had a job, did I think to myself, nay, nay, give the job to the gunman, that he may not only avoid being a gunman as a criminal in his own life, but that he may save the lives of many others who will not have a gun pointed in their face by this righteous young man. I dare say give him my summer job and my full-time job. I dare say give him my entire life, because he is a victim and I an oppressor. This was the purpose of Das Kapital. I now realize this is the cruelty of capitalism. In fact, let me call them back. No, wait. Don't play. Don't play that Sheila Jackson Lee quote on me, Miss Operator Lady. I'd like to talk to somebody and I'd like to send an officer out. But I'd like that officer to arrest me. No, don't be shocked. You see, today I've realized I'm the problem. Not this young man. The only reason he took up a gun, to quote a very, very wise woman who, if all goes as planned, because you see, I work for her, will be our next mayor. And then we'll be like the real big cities, Chicago and New York. And we can start placing blame where it belongs. You see, Jordan Neely was painted as some bad person who was bashing the heads of little Asian women into the subway cars. But you know what? Sure, maybe that person didn't appreciate it, but what did they do to deserve it? When he walked right up in their personal space, did they, you know, move three or four steps over because, oh, he's a black man? What did they do while he was doing his Michael Jackson impersonations and demanding that tips be dropped in the top of his hat when he did that signature move from the Thriller video? Did they tip? Did they offer? Did they pony up? Did they ante up? Did they do their part? Or did they keep their money because it's their money? Because they don't appreciate that a young black man is trying to make it out here on the streets. What responsibility do they bear for not putting money in the hat? What responsibility do they bear for staying in their seat when he got on and had to stand up because the bus was full, because they didn't get up and politely insist that he take their seat? Knowing good and well that as a black man, he's had a Sisyphean feat of pushing the rock
up the hill.
And they've had such an easy life of, oh, getting on a boat in Vietnam and coming here and living at a nursery and then shrimping all weekend and shredding your hands up. What about Jordan Neely? What about Jordan Neely?
If the kids are listening from the back seat, you're raising them right. The Michael Berry Show.
In the city of Houston, how, I don't know, unthinking can you be?
I was the third brother of five, doing whatever I had to do to survive. I'm not saying what I did was all right. Trying to break out of the ghetto was a day-to-day fight. Being down so long, getting up didn't cross my mind. But I knew there was a better way of life.
We're thinking it would be cool to make a TV show about Houston called The Urban Trail. But it'll be set like the Oregon Trail. So it'll be, you know, we'll have all those themes of Trail of Tears and all the cattle drives, but how you had to go through Indian territory and it was really dangerous. Then you had to brave the Mormons in the valleys. Then you had to brave the animals out in the wild. Then you had to brave, there would be a tornado come through or terrible rain. The urban trail. But instead of being in you know, this big herd, it'll be people on bicycles. Might be a bicycle group, right? They had a little spandex. They all like to have their shirts together. So they'll be the urban animals or the trailblazers. They'll be going through the hood in the third ward. But instead of dying from dysentery or influenza or malaria or the various afflictions of the Oregon Trail, these folks will have busted skulls and they get knifed in the shoulder. They'll have to survive, and the women have to be kept down inside, and for obvious reasons. Oh, this could be good. And then each week, you know, so this lady gets raped, this guy gets robbed, this guy gets away, and then you have one guy that's like an outlaw Josie Wales type dude, sort of a Charles Bronson character, and he comes in ever so often, and everybody scatters when he does because he fights the bad guys. I'm trying to think who that would be because we really don't have that set up in the city of Houston. That would, you know, people would go, I can't believe that. You jumped the shark there, Michael. Who would be the guy that would come in at the thugs when City Under Siege surveillance video shows the moments a man was murdered in ambush shooting at West Houston gas station. The story from ABC 13.
Just before 11:30 on Tuesday night, security cameras at a Citgo gas station captured what would be a 23-year-old man's final moments.
Turn yourself in. Just turn yourself in because y'all know what y'all did. Y'all gunned him down like he was a dog.
In the video, a dark-colored, older model car pulls up and someone in a black hoodie gets out. A passenger in a white hoodie looks on. The shooter comes from behind the victim's car and multiple shots are fired. We're freezing the footage, only showing the aftermath.
We have several casings on scene, so numerous times he shot into the car.
The shooter then gets back in the car and both take off. The manager of the gas station says this happened at a busy time and customers, they were ducking for cover.
There were a lot of people in the parking lot and everybody was pretty shocked. And they ran off. My store was shut down all night. Didn't do any sales.
Meanwhile, the aunt of the victim is left to demand justice.
He has two kids. One is 5 and one is 2 years old. Two beautiful daughters who he loved to death, who he just went seeing all the weekend. He was able to see his brother graduate. He was able to go see his mom and his kids. Did we know it was going to be the last time? We didn't know it was going to be the last time.
Another shooting, a father of a 2-year-old and a 5-year-old. They probably won't find the guy who did it. But if they do, they probably won't keep him. And that's how the system is designed to, and I use the term loosely, work. That's how the system is designed to work. I think it's time for our crime update, Ramon. What you think? People need to know if there's any crime in the community on the urban trail.
Just walking in the rain, going back to Houston. Houston. Houston.
And now, the Michael Berry Show presents the Houston Crime Report.
At 6 a.m., officers on the southwest side responding to a shooting call in the 2800 block of Holmes Road, a recycling facility where they found a male victim with a gunshot wound to the left shoulder. The circumstances surrounding the incident are unknown. He was sent to Memorial Hermann in the Med Center for treatment. It's dangerous business at the recycling center. It's almost as if At about 8:30 last night, South Central Patrol responded to a shooting call at a residence located in the 4300 block of Capitol, arriving to find a male victim with a gunshot wound to his arm. Preliminary investigation revealed that the victim was shot after he pointed his own gun at someone at the residence. How bad do you have to be to point your... Okay. He was later pronounced deceased. He didn't make it through. At about 11:30 last night, Westside officers responding to a shooting drive-by called in that had occurred in the 13,100 block of Westheimer at Sinot, if you're wondering, where they found a deceased male with multiple gunshot wounds laying in a parking lot next to his vehicle. It is unknown what led to the shooting, but witnesses report a vehicle fleeing the scene following the shooting. And at just before 2 a.m., officers responded to a shooting in the 8700 block of Landwood, where they found a male with a gunshot wound to his... to his face. Yes, to the old face, to the old keister. The victim was driving home with a passenger in his vehicle when another vehicle pulled up beside them and fired into the victim's vehicle. The victim was transported to HCH Houston Northwest in stable condition. These are the people who live among us. These are the people who are, when they are apprehended, are not sent away to prison. These are the people that a more compassionate, responsible, reasonable criminal justice system says, go back out and do what you do best. Say something nice. Shoot people in the face.
Always say it on the Michael Berry Show.
Miracles appear in the strangest of places. Fancy me finding you here. The last time I saw you was just out of Houston. Let me sit down and buy you a beer. Your presence is welcome with me and my friend here. 'Cause this is a hangout of mine. I come here quite often to listen to music and to taste yesterday's wine. Yesterday's wine. Yesterday's.
Often I will check and see the headlines, WashPo, New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and I will flip across the conservative stations, which Fox is still dominating. You don't have to get angry at me. I'm not in charge of whether they're dominating. I don't have a meter box. But they're still dominating, not because they have retained the value or the brand equity, but because there has, as yet, not been a significant challenge as an alternative to Fox. The closest thing thus far is Newsmax. And Newsmax has, at moments, shown real flashes of brilliance and a real staying power at constantly growing their audience. The problem is, Fox just had such a head start on them. So when Tucker was fired, the question was going to be, will that hurt Fox? And as people would email me and say, I'm watching these people filling in for Tucker. This is why I don't watch them. These guys filling in for Tucker. I've watched the last 5 nights and none of them are any good. Unfortunately, the only way we communicate in the marketplace, buyer and seller, effectively, consistently, over a long period of time, without words, is price. Price is how we communicate. If I pay the price you offer as a buyer, if I pay that price, I have validated, yes, that is a price that I'll pay. And if I don't, for any number of reasons, I don't have the money, it's too high, I found an alternative. I tell you that at that price, that product is not good. And if the marketplace does that, in time you have to bring the price down. And if you bring the price down to such an extent that you're losing money on the product, that is the market telling you it, with nonverbal cues, this product doesn't work because you can't sell it for more than you can buy it, transport it, store it, and then convey it to someone else. And that's how the marketplace is always communicating with the buyer, with the seller. So I say all that to say this, that Trump hasn't been seen on any of those networks. In fact, there was a reference last night to someone having worked in the Trump administration, and a big Trump supporter and insider sent a message of, did you just say the T word? Because the name Trump is forbidden on Fox News, apparently. Can't find it. Which brings us to DeSantis. And I can't remember what the headline was, but it was DeSantis makes first campaign trip to New Hampshire. That's too long for a chyron, but that was the message. DeSantis is making his first trip to New Hampshire as a presidential candidate. And you remember the significance of that. There is first the Iowa caucus. Then there is, which of course, the what's known as the Hawkeye Caucus, that is where you go to the state fair, you hang out with people, you eat a hot dog, but not too big a one because that looks weird and, well, it might get all over you. How about that? It might get all over you. So there's Iowa, and a couple of people will be weeded out after Iowa in a big crop because they show up and get 2%, and that's how we figure it out. And the caucus is a weird deal because it's not just every vote counts. The caucus, if you've never seen one of these things, they're crazy. You get these people who show up, like at the gymnasium. They don't dance with snakes, and they don't speak in tongues. No, it's not nearly as interesting as the Pentecostals. The Pentecostals are interesting. And these people wear makeup, and the women don't wear their hair up. And, well, anyway, let's not get into all that. So, you know, I grew up with the Pentecostals and Pentecostal girls. Though, I'll tell you what, round about 10th, 11th grade, them Pentecostal girls is one you wanted. Because when they went wild, they went wild. Let me tell you something. Yeah, all of a sudden, they may not be watching TV at home, but they're putting makeup on the way to school, and that's not the only change. Anyway, so wouldn't it be awesome if after everything we've done over all these years, every group that's tried to get us off the air, and I don't just mean Media Matters. I mean Barack Obama's favorite priest, that dude in Chicago that said, Hillary ain't been called no bitch, that guy. Father Flaherty. Oh, I never forget. Somebody within our company said, Father Flaherty is calling for your resignation. And your point is, 3 days ago, he was boycotting the local Five and Dime in Chicago with a group of goons at his side. What, am I supposed to be impressed with this dude? I mean, do we really want to get into Father Flaherty? Do we? Do we really want to get into the things he said and done in his career? Because, anyway, wouldn't it be awesome if the one group that finally got us kicked off was the Pentecostals? Of all the groups and all the years and all the good times, and that was it. Ramon, I absolutely forgot what I was talking about. Oh, Iowa caucus, then you go to, so the people gather. And so if I'm the only one caucusing for Pat Robertson, well, Pat Robertson did well. If I'm the only one caucusing for Mike Pence, and over there, there's 18 people for DeSantis, and over there, there's 20 people for Trump. And the DeSantis people go, hey, you're not going to win. And you don't want Trump to win, do you? You got nothing against DeSantis. Come over here with us. So they do. So now it's 20-19. So it's a little different. It's the only place that's like that early in the process. Maine has a system similar to that. But then you go to New Hampshire. Well, Fox is reporting that DeSantis is in New Hampshire, and they're putting him all over the TV screen. And you can go, I don't care, Michael. I'm not asking you to care. I'm observing and commenting. That's what happened with Trump. I was a Cruz supporter in 16. You couldn't get Cruz on TV. You couldn't get Trump off TV. And it makes a difference. Start watching those polls. There's going to be interesting things happen because Fox has clearly picked their favorite, and they are going to give him all the airtime they can.